I have to settle for the elegant goal of being myself. I have to settle for the elegant goal of being myself. How little I look at myself, how little I recognize who I am, how little I know that I am divine, how little I know that I am wonderful and fantastic and glorious. I just sort of go through life secondhand. I go through life sort of having people say, "Hi, nice to see you." And I don't say that to myself. I have people coming into my world and saying, "Wow, you're a very fine fellow. You're a very fine person." And I don't say it to myself. But I have to settle for the elegant goal of being myself, because that's who I am. That's what I am. And if I don't settle for the elegant goal of being myself right now, if I don't settle for the fact that I'm a very wonderful person, that I'm a very delightful person, wonderful, happy person, I like me, I like me, I like me. If I don't settle for that, well, then it may be a true, it may be a true fact, it may be a true reality. But if I don't settle for it, if I don't realize it, if I don't know it, if I don't live it, then I don't really get the best out of it. You may be a fine pianist, and you may play the piano very well. You may have all of the feeling and the emotion and the joy in it. But if playing the piano is not a delight for you, if it's not something that delights your heart and fills your mind with all that is good and joyful, then you have nothing. You have nothing at all. Your life is just sort of an empty stick. Sort of a sad thing to think about it that way, isn't it? But how much do you settle for the elegant goal of being yourself? How much do you look at yourself and say how wonderful you are? How many times in the day do you look at yourself and say, "Wow, I'm glad to be alive. Wow, this is a wonderful world. Wow, I'm a nice person. Wow, I'm surrounded by beautiful people. Wow, this is an elegant goal that all of us have of being ourselves. And it's about time we start delighting in it. It's about time we start enjoying it. It's about time we start taking it into our minds, our hearts, and our being and say, yes, this is who I am. This is who I am. And I like it. I like who I am. I like what I am. And I like where I am, because it's wonderful. It's fantastic. It's joyous. It's magnificent. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Is when I say to myself, I have to settle for the elegant goal of being myself. The elegant goal of saying that every morning when I wake up in the morning, this is my beautiful body. This is my beautiful mind. This is my beautiful world. This is my beautiful life. This is me. I am me. I like me. I'm alive. I am divinely made. I'm divinely created. I'm divinely brought into being by myself. And I like me. 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 My world is a glorious world. My world is a marvelous world. My world is a world filled with good things. Now, do I look at the flowers that I see growing about me? And do I say to each one of the flowers, "Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Flower. Good morning, Mrs. Flower. Good morning, children flowers. Good morning." And do I say to the animals in my world, "Wow, you're wonderful. Wow, I love you." And snuggle them and snuggle them and snuggle them. And as you snuggle them, do you say to them, "I love you, I love you, I love you"? Do you touch the happy parts of your animals, which make them just sort of feel good? Do you give a tummy rub to your dog, and do you say, "Oh, you're wonderful, you're wonderful"? And the dog just sort of, "Oh, this is great." Well, give it a tummy rub. you ever do that? Did you ever reach down and rub your tummy gently? And both hands rub your tummy and say, oh, I have a wonderful body. I have a glorious body. I have a fantastic body. I'm settled for the elegant goal of being myself. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful to be me. It is wonderful to be who I am. It is wonderful to look at myself and say, yes, I like me. Yes, this is wonderful. Yes, life is great. Yes, everything is fantastic. Yes, that's what it's all about. Yes, 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 yes. And truly, that's what it's all about. Truly, that's what makes the world go round. Truly, life is only that much exciting as we excite ourselves about it. Do you take the time every minute to say to yourself, this is a great world? This is a supercalifragilistic world. It's expialidocious. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Do you take your feet and you sort of massage them gently and you say, wonderful feet. Today we're going to walk around heaven all day. We're going to walk around with the ideal feet, with the ideal toes, with the ideal bones and skin on my feet. And then, did you ever massage your hands? Did you ever let your hands feel that you love them? Did you run your fingers gently over your hands and say to your hands, you're wonderful hands. You're wonderful hands. Do it right now. Just gently touch your hands with your fingertips and say to your hands, you're wonderful. Oh, you're wonderfully made. You're beautiful. You're wonderful. And when any thought of arthritis or any thought of that sort of silly stuff comes along, you just say, you're wonderful hands. You're divinely made. You're perfectly made right now. And no matter what seemed to be a condition that existed there a moment ago, I call it good. I call it wonderful. I call it fantastic. I call it lovely. And then as you touch your fingertips on your fingers and on your fingertips to one to another and on the palm of your hand and on the whole hand and on your wrist and on your whole body and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You want medicine? I'll give you medicine. The best medicine you can give to yourself is the medicine that says, I love you. The medicine says, all is in divine order. The medicine that says, this is the wonderful world we live in. The medicine that says, this is a great, great, great experience that I'm having here living on planet Earth. And I'm living here 100% in all the glory and all the goodness and all the magic that I am. I'm living here because I am wonderful. And I am wonderful. And as I know that I'm wonderful, as I experience being wonderful, as I experience being fantastic in every way, then that's just who I am. That's just who I am, fantastic in every way. And that's the only way I'll be, is fantastic in every way. Can you say that for yourself? Can you know that for yourself? Can you live that for yourself and experience that for yourself and be happy in every single way of your life for yourself? But if you can, then you are giving yourself the best medicine in the world. You're giving yourself the best treatment in the world. You're saying, and you're treated by the best doctor in the world, yourself. You're your own doctor. You're your own medicine. You're your own perfection. Yes, I have to settle for the elegant goal of being myself. And what a glorious gift that is, to settle for the elegant goal of being myself. That's truly who I am, and that's who you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.